Welcome, After Buzzers, to the Terror After Show. Tonight we're talking Abandoning Chips, Morphin's Misery, and Hickey's Massacre. And we have a brand new segment for you, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
So this is very appropriate for today's after show. So welcome, guys, to the Terror After Show. I'm Kristen. Here with me today are my lovely hosts.
What's up, my beautiful people? Danny Royce here.
Hey, this is Cherry. What's up?
Yeah, so we have a lot to talk about today. We also have a new segment for you guys where we're calling it Most Terrifying Moments. Because, you know, terror, and there's a lot of those terrifying moments. So appropriately named.
It is.
Yeah, so we'll give that to you at the end of the show, so stick around for that. But yeah, so today's episode was, what was the title of today's episode?
Most Horrible
for Supper.
Horrible for Supper, which, you know, that is very appropriately. It's episode 7, so we're nearing the end. So a lot happened. What were your guys' thoughts overall?
Man, this episode is crazy. But this show, in general, just keeps coming at you from all angles. Man, so my cannibalism theory, or my prediction, it happened. I said it from day one, and then finally, not from the people I thought, but the Eskimos, but it's okay. It's really a lot of layers getting on this show. Mm-hmm. It's keeping me, like, engaged. It's getting better after every week, and I can't wait until next week.
Yeah.
I was really fascinated by not just the killing of my dog, which totally annoyed me, but also just the silence, things that happened without any real sound. One of the things that really impacted me was when Hickey noticed Silence and Dr. Gitking taking her away from eating. At first, he was getting ready to freak out because she's eating our food.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why isn't she
It was a
our
quiet
food?
Moment. Right. Yeah. That would have went unnoticed, but I like that. Overall, no, it was really good. We finally got some predictions come to light, something.
Something.
But yeah, overall, I think I like, now that they're off the ship and they're actually trekking to find, it's a different experience, so I like where we're going with it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we started out and we get that flashback with Cornelius Hickey, and we find out he's not who he says he is, which is, I mean, I don't know if that is a shocker, because he's been kind of a little bit off this whole time, but so we see that it's in the real Hickey collects the papers, and then the man who shows up a month later is who we have now come to know as Hickey. So is that like shocking for you guys, or did you just? He's kind of off. So
yeah, I knew. The guy is just crazy, and at this point, he's just mad because everything that happened. But I guess it did shock me at first because I was like, I don't even think, he's not even a seaman. Like, he's never been on the ship before in his life. So I was like, what in the world's going on? So I'm very interested to see his past, why he even got on the ship in the first place, why he went on the expedition. Because whatever he's coming back to must be worse than staying out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, how about you?
I was shocked. I did not know Hickey wasn't Hickey. I knew Hickey was up to no good and he's a piece of work.
Yeah,
no
but you
good.
Didn't know it
but
was
I didn't
him.
Know right. that he's probably running away from something in England. And that's why he's like, don't really want to go back. Don't really want to go to our destination. I don't think he realized how desolate the area was. I think he thought they were going to go to the Bahamas. And he's like, I'm just going to hop off of the Bahamas. And I'll go native and stay. And all of a sudden he's like,
yeah, I don't think he expected it at all.
Well, you know, I think that was, again, he's just crazy, but part of his part of his plan to get, like, really, like, hypothermia and just to come back there. And I believe he's going to have this whole story about how they abducted him. And
he was
freezing and they almost killed him. They killed, you know, the two, Irving and other guy. I mean,
it's gonna
I
be
just
so
think,
elaborate.
Yeah, I just think he's... That was all part
he's like
of his
a pathological
plan.
Liar, he so he's got it crazy. Going in his head, and he's like, it's going to be so good.
But he's giving us some good tea, though. He's keep going, Hickey.
Yes, it's a great story.
His lies are crazy, and anyone with a half a brain, namely, you know, Grozer's like, that's not true.
I know.
But everyone else is like, I saw a bear, and that's why I did it. And everyone else is like, yeah, monsters, bears. And he's like, I know y'all are.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Now I'm going to beat your ass.
yeah, so, well, we'll get more into what he does later, but yeah, it's insane. So then, basically, it starts out after that little flashback. We have, they finally abandoned ship.
Yeah.
So, you know, au revoir, ships. So that's, and we got the date, which was April 22nd, 1848, if right. I worked out mm-hmm. that
and
way.
And I thought it was very, I mean, this show puts in, like, mm-hmm. little neat, like, nuances everywhere. But it was pretty nice how Dozier. Yeah, Francis.
Yeah.
When he said the ship is also a confessor, that he knows, right? The ship knows everything about him. And I just thought that was pretty neat.
Which,
like,
is true.
That's yeah, that's where his life, like, he's been there, like, more than he's been at home. So,
yeah.
It's crazy how that happens.
That's kind of what I was going to ask. So, you see the whole process of him, like, abandoning right. ship, and you can tell it's super difficult for him because mm-hmm. as a captain of the Royal Navy, you don't abandon ship.
No,
unless, you know,
go down
there's
with
no
it, yeah.
yeah. So I just, what do you think was going through his head, and like, how did he handle leaving? Do you think it was like emotional? But
I think that whatever faults he has, namely that he's not warm and fuzzy, that he is somewhat mm-hmm. abrupt, he truly puts his people's needs mm-hmm. above his own, which means he left the ship to lead everyone, as opposed to staying with his ship and going down mm-hmm. with, it,
right.
with his little, that little, like, four or five people that they kept on.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that he was feeling very much like, I wanted to be captain of the ship so that I could get the woman that I love. This isn't how I wanted it. And it's just a lot of regret
yeah.
that's going through
right,
his face.
Right.
I agree.
That's
it
true.
Definitely, you could, it was so, you could see it in his eyes. It was the last thing he wanted to do, but it also shows what a good captain he would have made if he had, I mean, he's still making a great captain
yeah.
in light of things, but if they were, like, doing what they were supposed to be, setting sail, I think
right.
it would have shown even more, but how he puts everyone, the crew first, and mm-hmm. it's, I like that.
Yeah,
that
he's,
we're seeing
a,
that
he's
side
an awesome
of
captain. I mean, and granted, like, this is not what normal, like, normal situation captains go through. So he's doing great for his
right. yeah.
And he's been saying from the get-go, we can't stay here. We need to
he
move
does,
on.
Yeah, he
we
said
need,
that the first episode.
He's been
episode.
Trying to tell you guys.
And he's not petty like me, because I'd be like I told
yeah,
you at
right.
the beginning, we should have left like 2 years ago.
Right.
Like I told
right.
you.
Well, yeah, and if they did, that's another issue. So now that they're leaving so late in the game, first of all, the work of moving boats over land is brutal.
Yes.
So they're tugging it, and these guys are not in the best shape because they've been eating lead poisoning.
Right,
yes.
right.
For feeding it into their bodies for 2 years now. Some of them are going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones have actual, like, scurvy is still an issue. So they're just, everyone's taking a toll, and it's a
yes.
difficult process. But this is when we start to see how Morphin is, his signs of lead poisoning are getting
yeah.
really bad. And Collins is talking about the boys who died cooking in the fire, and he's, like, thinking about cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that part, and Good Sir just kind of comforted him, how was he not like, what? You're thinking of doing what? Like,
yeah,
what did you guys
right,
think
exactly.
of that part? I was like, how are you keeping it together right now? He just told you he wants to eat people.
Right. No, yeah, that was insane. I mean, first off, writers, was it a play on words, morphine and morphine? I mean, I just want to know.
Yeah.
Morphine, I mean, it was a good one on that one. But, yeah, and then he said, he smelled the meat. Of,
yeah.
And he
they
couldn't get
cooking.
That smell out of. And that, actually, I thought foreshadowed very well the cannibalism we saw at the end of the episode. Because I was like, okay, I know something's going to
like
happen.
That.
Someone's
yeah.
going to get eaten.
See, like, when you guys are saying that he was thinking about cannibalism, to me, it was more the horror of smelling
yeah.
the human meat as opposed to thinking, that smells good. I could really go with the barbecue sauce right now.
Oh, see, for me, I was like, he's like, I'm hungry.
Well, I didn't think it was, like, hunger necessary,
no, it was
but
just,
I think
was
it was that that smell was,
yeah.
yeah. He couldn't get out.
Exactly.
What I understand, the smell of human flesh isn't.
No,
it's not
like
burnt
hair.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
And they were his friends. And I think
and he can't
nowadays
stop thinking
they don't
about
know
it.
About mental. They didn't
mm-hmm.
know mental health and everything. Right
mm-hmm.
now, everybody would be like, oh, yeah, you're losing your mind. You're going mentally ill. You're having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
Right, right.
To them, they're like, oh, well, scurvy or whatever. I think he was the first one to articulate how
mm-hmm.
it affected him. But I'm sure it affected quite a few of the other ship people, the captains.
Right.
Who I might add, are still living up good. I mean, they're having tea on Bone China.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what?
I mean,
it's like the class still shows even
exactly,
off the ship.
Exactly, it still shows. I mean, you don't get that image or the smell of burning people out of your head, you know.
No.
So I mean, I'm sure everyone there that saw that is just damaged.
Oh yeah. And it's affecting those that are like having these effects of lead poisoning
right.
and whatnot more than the others because it's just doing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we have that, and then obviously Good Sir's getting even more worried about this because he knows what's going on with the food, mm-hmm. and he's really trying to get Kreuzer to get people out to find game so they
right.
can eat something other than lead poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And Kreuzer, I get why he won't budge yet, and he has to, like, think, you know, and he finally does, but I also don't understand. You have Lady Silence with you, who obviously has some background in hunting game in this
High
environment.
Five.
So, like, well, you know,
do you guys think
it's weird that he hasn't approached her about it to ask? Because she's mighty comfortable with them at the moment.
Women hunt like that.
No, but don't you think she saw something?
Right.
But there's... From what I've
seen...
She has
more knowledge than they do, I'd assume.
Exactly.
There are certain areas where the game would be, and I mm-hmm. think it's more seasonal. And I
right.
think that what they have right now is food that they smoked
yeah.
from when the migration period. Because I don't think there's really anything around.
No.
Yeah.
At that time. So they should have started hunting back when he said we need to get off the ship. Right now, I don't think there's really any seals or any... I don't know what food they have.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
So you think it's
like,
that's his reason for not asking? But obviously there is.
There right. this, not yeah. at this time period.
But
I don't
no,
know.
But there's seal or something because at the end, we'll get to it later,
the people they ran into had meat preserved. I think it was preserved or smoked or something because
okay.
I don't think it was like fresh because like, there wasn't blood on his hand or anything. That,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
it was like...
I mean,
like they
know how to... I mean, they know how to preserve things and all that. But and it's just as far, I mean, not necessarily just for eating, but also for survival as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lady Silence has been in this, you know, environment
yeah.
for how long? Probably born there. So it's like,
she's
she could
have
help
some kind
something.
Of idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they will start utilizing her more in the next coming episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think so because they have no respect for indigenous people. And
oh, they're going to, I think
yeah,
they're
I mean,
going
to
be desperate.
Or else maybe Good Sir is going to try
Good
to get
Sir
Yeah,
out
I think
of
Good
her.
Sir
but
would
the
try.
The other ones wouldn't.
Yeah.
And he'd have to say, oh, in my readings,
yeah,
I
came
mm-hmm.
up
with
this.
He wouldn't be able to say, well, Lady Silence told me.
No, no,
no,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because in their minds, whatever she'd tell them, they would assume. From how they would behave, that she'd be sending them to their death or doing
yeah.
something
especially
unpleasant.
Now that Hickey is back.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
and they know what they've done to her.
Yeah.
That's
you know
also.
And their people.
Point.
And their
yes.
creature.
And their people.
Well, during all this, Kreuzer and a couple other people are in an advanced party, and then they find the advanced party. They find their camp and their boats and their heads. And he tells the guys he's with, it's four of them. He says, who else knows? And they're like, as of now, just us four. And he says, let's keep it that way. Do you guys agree? I get why he did it, but do you agree with it?
Well, yeah, I totally agree with his decision
mm-hmm.
To keep it between them. But obviously we saw that it didn't, and
That's
I
what,
knew it
yeah.
wasn't going to anyway. So it lasted for about 5 seconds. But yeah, I think that was a great decision just
mm-hmm.
to kind of get the situation under control before it gets out to everyone else.
They need some hope.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And telling them that would take away what little hope. Because if they left a little while before
yeah.
and they didn't make it, they're even worse into the mm-hmm. winter months.
Right.
So I can't help but think that would make them even worse off. And it sort of is kicking off the little secretive rebellion.
That's my issue with it. I, like, get why he did it and you want to keep hope alive, but... In that small of quarters, people are going to, that news was
oh, yeah.
bound to
come
out. Oh,
yeah.
And
oh,
then
definitely.
I feel like it's worse that they found out and it was
exactly, yeah.
So I'm like, but I guess there's no, like, right way to address
right.
a situation like that.
And if that, I mean, if that one guy wasn't there, it wouldn't have gotten out, I
yeah.
don't think.
Mister.
Just because he's, yeah, because he's like this with Hickey. But
yeah.
I think, I mean, Francis just has the best, the men's, like,
interest
at
yeah.
heart. I mean, even when they left... He said, you know, let them take their things. They'll drop them off once they can't carry them anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But the sentiment of it
right.
is what's important.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think at that time period, they wouldn't tell the service people anything anyway half the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
true.
Really.
It wouldn't have been their
knowledge.
Be
like, I'm
yeah.
not going to tell you anything. I'm the captain.
It's all your friends are dead, but yeah. other than oh, well, that,
yeah. don't worry about it.
You'll find out when they don't join yeah. us.
That's later. Why I love this show. It's like a date. It's a dated like
hierarchy. Like yeah, like
horror show. Yeah. And it's like you have to put also other aspects of the, of everything mm-hmm. there.
So I was crazy. Reading online that they were very strict with the cast members.
Were they?
That they had written them to sound the way they did at that time period. So sometimes yeah. actors are allowed to take some sort of leeway. And they were like, you can't because you want you to sound the way people did in that time period.
That's awesome.
That is. That's interesting. Good find. yeah, well, that leads us to our poor Mr. Morphin.
Morphin?
Yeah, he's had a rough go of it. But they all wake up in the tents and they hear like moaning and screaming and all kinds of fun noises. And then we find out that he's like literally gone mad at this point.
Right.
So good sir, being the guy he is offering him all the, you know, wine of cocoa, you know, because that'll fix it. And just all these other methods. And Crozier's trying to like talk him down.
Like, what is that?
I know.
Get the hell out of here.
Because that's going to fix whatever's wrong with him yeah. right now. But yeah, so one of the sergeants ends up shooting him. Who shot him? Do we know?
It was the guy that told about the heads, I believe.
It is?
Right?
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember his name. Can you remember his name?
No.
If you guys drop us his name.
Yeah, in the chat. You guys in the chat, if you remember his name, definitely. Please chime in. We love you in listening to your comments and reading what you say every week, so definitely.
That guy's like Hickey's right-hand man, though. Like,
yeah, why don't I know his name? You think I would have written it down. But anyways, he's the one that ends up shooting him.
Right.
And so this takes a huge toll on Good Sir. And he's, like, inconsolable in his tent. And then Lady Silence sneaks in there.
Silence?
Yeah. So what did you guys think about it? But it was like, she didn't even say anything.
Nah.
She just, like, comforted him like a friend and... He was good.
Right.
What did you guys think of that moment?
I mean, I think he definitely saw it as a failure moment. And Good Sir, you are a mighty fine Good Sir.
He is. His name's so perfect.
Yeah, I know. It fits you perfectly. But yeah, it was just a moment of failure. And, you know, everything that's ahead and all the things he knows that the other men don't at this moment... I think it just kind of fell on him because we never really saw him have an emotional part in this whole like show so far. So I think this just is when everything just fell on him, and then Lady Silence is the only person that, you know, kind of helped him back.
Yeah,
they have the closest relationship, I think.
They have quite the bond.
Yeah,
happening. They have quite the bond, and she's sort of like a big sis to him.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe a love interest.
I know, I'm like, I'm not sure
I'm waiting
where
for
it falls.
I'm
yeah.
waiting.
But if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos. Podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sis you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us sent you there.
Yes.
Hey, the terror. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out, subscribe, and rate.
Rate it up, guys.
It's a great podcast, guys. And like she said, it's free. So watch
Why
it.
Not?
Listen to it. There's
not?
No reason not to. You know, in your car, on your way to work, at the gym. Definitely check it out.
Right.
It's good.
It's really good.
Really great. So, yeah. But just to like wrap up on Lady Silence, do we know why she's still tagging along? Like, she's not being forced at this point.
And I'm not sure why she wasn't in her own little family group. It was just her and her father. Maybe they were ostracized from the rest of them. Or maybe they were lost. Or maybe they're just more migratory.
Or do you think she's still with them because of Good Sir at this point?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. I
really
believe so.
And I think she's going to jump ship once it gets really ugly.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
she's safe, so that's why she's comfortable there. Because her and Tumbak have this, you know.
We didn't see Tumbak this episode.
He's been staying at base. That's his little battle royale.
Right.
He's not
But she offed her tongue, so she's taking Shaman. But
yes.
I don't don't know what other things that entails, what other fun stuff. yeah, but definitely she's still around because Mr. Good Sir. You don't think she's going to assist in any way, shape, or form? You think she's going to bounce? I think she'd help
Good Sir. She's going to be.
And I think she'll take him with her to be like, peace out.
As soon as Timba comes around, she'll be like, that's my cue. No.
She'll be like, like, and he'll just bounce.
Like, I'm rolling with Toon.
Just rides him out.
Ride or die.
And that I could see that.
Literally.
Ride with me or die. But yeah, that's really interesting, the relationship they've had, right, and the effort he's put forth to learn her language and to be respectful. For a man of that time period, he was very, very open.
Yes.
Right.
I have to say, if he was here now, I would totally be like, yes, I would go out with you on Friday. Thank you.
Mr. Good Sir was a mama's boy, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a ladies' man. I like nice guys,
He's like the one emotional man still left on the show.
Right.
He's inquisitive. He's thoughtful.
And that's why Lady Silence is taken to him. She's like,
taken to him.
Like, oh, okay.
And he's been very forceful also to say over and over again to the powers that be, we cannot eat the tin food. Yeah. It's bad. When he got shut down the first time, he still kept coming for the captain, even though the captain was resistant and was like, I don't know, it's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
He just kept pushing. So you have to commend him for that because he's not an officer.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone at his level to keep pushing forward showed how much he cared and how concerned he was.
Agreed. Also, so after all of this happens, we get a little happy moment where our friend Thomas Jobson gets promoted to a lieutenant,
Congrats, a third lieutenant.
Yeah, but it's kind of a touchy moment because he's the last person to realize it. Even as they're passing around the paper, and he's just sitting there, and everyone's like coming to the realization, and he's just like, "What's going on?"
Right.
And then when he finally is like congratulated, he's like, "Oh my goodness!" So, what did you guys find it like especially touching during the circumstances?
It was definitely a reward because he was telling the captain, Hinky is up to no good.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I don't understand why anyone's watching Hinky. Once you tell me he's trying to rebel, it's like, dude, this is ship rule, and ship rule when you do that.
Yeah, I'd have him locked up somewhere.
Right.
Oh, no, you hang them for that.
That would be even better.
Right. Court-martial,
Court-martial. No, that wasn't a court-martial. I can't remember what it's called, but they would literally hang you or just toss you off the ship.
Oh, if you're just being
if you tried to, like, overthrow the captain, It's like, they wouldn't even... It's like,
they should do that. Throw him in the hole in the ice.
Yeah. Sacrifice him to Tubuck. Don't eat us, Tubuck. Take Hickey.
Hickey's crazy self would get himself. He'd eat Tubuck. Who knows what he'd do?
Well, to chime off of that, though, like when he came to that soldier, that unnamed soldier that we can't forget.
Can't remember anyone in chat remembers.
Anyway. When he approached Francis with those names and, you know, who should be armed, he's like, the reason it's sound, but some of those names aren't. And I was like, he already knows. It's like, why are you telling me to give Hickey a gun? And
exactly.
Arm him? Like, what is it?
No,
but that moment was really, it was nice. It was really nice giving him something.
It was earned. Definitely deserved.
Right. I didn't really see it coming for Jobson. But at this same time, I would be kind of like salty a little bit because I'm like, what does this title really mean right now? Because we're all like.
You can see he's super happy, but he's like, I'm probably going to die.
Yeah. I'm like, what is.
Is anyone back home going to know?
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
Is
my girl back home going to know I got promoted?
Exactly. Let me write a letter real quick, maybe.
How am I going to tell mom?
Find it a couple hundred years later.
Right.
Yeah. That part is bittersweet.
That's just that part. Yeah. But other than that, it was great.
True. So, after all that, we finally, Captain Croizer gets the search parties out to just see if there's, he sends one east and south, I think, to look for food.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Hickey's in the parties, because why wouldn't he be? And that's
right.
And then he ends up with Lieutenant John Irving and another guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't remember his name. I don't think so.
Some people just have bad luck.
Yeah.
John Irving, yeah.
Yeah, but they happen upon a group of Inuits, and Irving he goes to talk to them and has the other two stand back. And they're, like, really friendly. I mean, there's obviously a language barrier, but they have, you know, they're talking. He shares food because they got that much down. You know, he gives them a telescope. It's, you know, their little moment.
Right.
But do you also feel like that? I feel like they kind of knew they were in danger, too. Like the you inmates? Remember the Inuit with the mask on?
Yeah.
He kind of looked like he, I feel like he sensed something bad was happening. Mm-hmm. He just kind of stood back and he was like straight faced.
Right.
But he was like, they were super helpful, but I think they were also like, okay, what's happening? Because we like have this language barrier. And I don't know. What do you think of that whole interaction?
Wait, now did they tell John Irving that the others left? Did they grab his attention, or did he look back and see that?
No,
himself?
He just looked back. I think he was trying to decide what to do. Okay. And the whole time they had been, you could see them in the distance. They
were like, and then they just like disappeared.
And then he got worried, and he's like, "Stay right there."
Yeah, I thought. I mean, I thought that whole thing was like it was like watching the settlers like land in America again. Like they came and they and I thought they really just kind of opened armed. We approached him with open arms, like, you know, here's your food and all that. And I think also they like you said, they thought something was kind of
there was just a weird sense out to them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, out of place. And they're very spiritual, you know, mm-hmm. people. So, I mean, the spirits that they probably didn't get good vibes from, for sure.
Well, and how often do you think they have random
sailors random guys coming up? Exactly.
Well, yeah. White people coming up. I mean,
right. That's what I'm saying. It was just like.
And they know who they are. I mean, they know
of course.
The English people. They so probably maybe, don't super like them.
And I'm like,
in a sense, maybe they were too relaxed for that.
That's
being
what I was saying. A little bit.
For something like that.
I mean,
yeah.
For natives, yeah. They'd be like, I know something like this happened before.
Yeah.
the natives didn't find they didn't end up too great. But yeah, I don't know. They were a little relaxed.
There's something off about it because it was either they're too relaxed because this is something you don't come upon every single day.
Right, right.
Unless they already came across the headless men and they're like, oh, here's the next. There's just something. Or they had sensed danger and they were like, give him food. He's going to die soon. They know what's coming.
Mm-hmm, it was just one person, so they wouldn't feel very threatened.
Yeah. And just like two guys in the back.
It was like a couple of men. It was just one guy and just two other. They did see that he had a gun, but he wasn't behaving aggressively.
Yeah, he was setting down.
And they weren't really heading in that direction anyway. They were just like, well, you know, hey, well, here you go. They're just going to keep on walking in the direction they were going in, which was sort of parallel. But I'm sure if they see other villagers, there's like, there's a bunch of random English people
right
there.
Exactly.
Asking for food, bacon.
I don't know. They were like this, John.
Right. I know. I was even surprised that he so easily was like, food? Yeah, I got you.
We're like, okay. All right.
Like, I got plenty.
I thought that was a body on the sled, though. Wrapped in there. I thought that was a body.
You are so funny. Y'all are just assuming. Everybody's like eating food.
I'm telling you, things are going to get crazy.
The ship people, the Inuits are like, yeah, we're in our Eskimo boots and coats. We're fine. We have our super fashionable sunglasses.
They look warm.
We got
they look toasty.
They look toasty. They're looking at him like, where's your coat, dude?
That gun is not going to keep you warm.
That's not helping nothing.
No.
We need to go. They're like, we're bouncing, but you
right.
I know. Well, as we see, he asked them to stay. Don't know if they do or not.
No, you know they did.
Well, they were like, what?
They took that till soon.
Yeah, they were like, you know, we got places to go. Right. So we gave you some food. And we're leaving.
Yeah, so Hickey's sense in danger, Hickey's causing the danger.
He's always causing
Irene
danger.
Irene is definitely like, where'd those two guys go? Where'd my men go? So he's jogging up the hill, and he comes upon Hickey, oh, good old Hickey, just like on all fours, like a rabid dog.
Right.
Just going into, what I wish I knew his name, but the other guy.
The other one.
Yeah. No, just straight up. So he goes, and I'm like, Hickey, you should know something, or Irene, you should know something's up. Don't get that close.
Right, I was going to say, don't get that close.
Yeah, don't get that
close. I already knew something was up.
He, like, went right up to him and was like, you know, let me pull you. Can't you sense that whatever's happening there is either a rape or, like, you don't
thought they were fighting. I mean, but really,
I could tell that he was eating.
Oh, there's something going on.
There was just something.
Something weird.
Yeah.
But it's like in the moment. Violent to any of the other ship people.
Probably are just like, is he okay?
It's like, is he having a heart attack?
I would have just kept calling him from a distance.
You think so?
I'd be like, over here.
But I'm like, and when he started stabbing, I was like, oh my God, stop.
it was so fast.
20 times. I'm like, what? Okay, he's dead.
At first, I didn't realize he was stabbing him.
He didn't even have time to react.
He didn't even say anything. I was like, what is he doing?
Like a little Energizer Bunny. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, no.
That's why he, the way he acted, I don't think it's the first time he's killed before.
It's I don't think it's the lead poisoning either. I think he's a violent criminal.
I was going to ask that. Yeah. I was going to say, do you think it has anything to do with the lead poisoning, or do you think it's fun? He's a crazed man.
He can't go back to England.
Right.
I don't think he wants to go back to England.
He's a criminal.
I think he's a criminal who
killed the other young man. I don't know. I agree.
I mean, when the flashback, the last flashback we saw, you can just see it in his face. He was just like,
I got away with it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you can just see it in his face.
He's like, no.
Like, what do you think he's going to do? How's he going to get away? He's just going to go back and the story's going to fool a couple people.
He already said in the preview,
yeah.
We can't trust the Inuits, the natives. Yeah. They're going to try and kill us and eat all our food. And it's like, dude, you haven't got any damn food, so that's not gonna happen.
And what you do have is full of lead poisonous. But I think he's definitely just gonna go back. He's gonna turn some heads. He's gonna turn some more people. Cause some more drama.
You think Crozier is gonna catch on to it a little bit? At least sense.
Crozier
something?
Doesn't
I think,
trust.
I think
him.
He is. I think he's gonna catch on to it. Yeah,
but
he's smart.
He doesn't want to cause any more dissension because the last time he whipped the holy hell out of someone, it caused some issues.
Yeah.
But that's when you make people disappear in the middle of the night. Oh no. Right. Oh, that's terrible. Poor Hickey.
Right.
So in general, you guys weren't surprised at all that he turned.
Hickey's no good. No. I don't like him. For him killing the dog, he should be beaten and beaten.
That
and
made me
beaten.
More upset. Than
that made me so mad. And it was so short-sighted and stupid because the dog barking would at least warn you that Tupac was coming.
Which
he's
the
like,
guy said.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't care. I was like, really? You don't?
I mean,
I don't know what voodoo you think you have. But it's not one less mouth
to feed, I guess.
Well, that is his
That's theory. What his theory was. Mm-hmm. And some more mouths to feed. And then that dead monkey that good sir keeps hogging around.
At.
I'm just like, I know it's for medicine and testing purposes, but.
Let
the monkey rest in peace.
The poor thing hasn't even started atrophying or getting firm or anything. It's still loose. I'm like, how much time has passed?
Right.
Not much.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Does not take long for these people to go crazy on the ship.
Nope.
Is there anything before we get into our new segment? Anything else you guys wanted to discuss?
Nothing here. Let's get to that new segment.
No.
All right. So, as I mentioned earlier, we have a new segment that we're going to do every week during the new episode, starting now on the 7th.
Now.
But it's our most terrifying moment. So, who wants to start? Let's go to...
Go ahead, Terry.
Me?
Yeah.
My most terrifying moment was when... it was revealed that they killed the dog. I really was hoping the dog would like run off and escape and be living and breeding with wolves. And so they killed my dog. And I'm a dog person, so that was terrifying to me.
You know what? Agreed. That was a sad,
that was
terrifying
pretty terrifying
moment.
Part. My most terrifying, man, of this episode, I would say, is when Hickey killed Irvin. Just because it was...
brutal.
It was really brutal. And it was a human interaction that we have yet to see in this show. So this really just shows how, like, crazy he is and how evil this direction is going to head. So that was pretty horrifying.
I agree. I think mine is going to be when Crozier and them come across the heads. Just because I feel like his react... I mean, that's how you have to react because you're captain and you got to keep...
Right.
Yeah, but I'm like... That, for me, I would have been like, oh, that's our fate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that would definitely be... That's what's coming. I would have... It was... That's...
What do you do when you see
ominous.
Some heads?
I don't know. It's just a bunch of heads
like
in
just
the...
Chilling
frozen
now.
Heads in the snow.
Right.
They're frozen. I mean, if
like,
they weren't so frozen,
they
I'd want to look and see exactly if they died from lead poisoning,
yeah.
if they died from
right.
just... Because it doesn't look like they
like,
died from
freezing
overnight.
They didn't even discuss how it happened.
No.
My issue. I was
like, was
you're not going to look
it?
At it.
The creature
what
did it.
What would they
it?
Be able like, to do, though?
I don't know.
No, literally frozen in ice, so they can't, like, pick them out. Or
no,
right?
no, they couldn't. I mean,
so,
they're well preserved.
Yeah, that's got to keep you on the like, thinking about
he was
that.
Like, you know what?
It, yeah, it seemed like they kind of brushed that off a little bit. Like, too much.
Like, he's going to bed tonight, like, oh, God, what happened?
There's even more dead people, surrounded by dead people.
It's true at this point, I guess. He's like, oh, go
I know. What
has,
else is new?
He's focused on the people who are alive.
Yeah. Right,
and exactly. Once you're dead, he's like, oh, well, let me pour a little for you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Well, yeah.
Well, he can't pour any because he's an alcoholic.
That's true. You cannot pour one out. Well, you can. You just can't drink it. You can't drink it out.
Trying to pour it out and drink it at the same time.
But yeah, let us guys know your most terrifying moments in the comments.
Yes.
And make sure if you watch and you like to give us a thumbs up and subscribe and all that good stuff. We love hearing from you. So, and we definitely read the comments. So do that. And is there anyone you want to, anybody in there you want to shout out?
Okay. I see. No comments. Lurking.
They're lurking. No one has names like
Say
we
hi,
do.
Everybody.
Well, thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
Always happy.
Yeah.
That you're watching.
And news and gossip. You didn't have any for this week? Anything good?
I don't think we have the video from it, but I had seen that the set designer said it was very difficult because the ships are so large that they had to constantly rebuild it. And part of the reason that they were able to sign up so many people to come onto the ship when they were in England was because a laborer was paid 3 times more to join than they would make on land, and that included advance pay.
Oh my goodness.
So for like the working class people, that would be like a big boatload of money.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, of course.
Like a life-changing experience.
That's interesting. Yeah, a bit.
What people will do for money is always very sad when you're hungry and desperate.
Yes. Well, we also have some exciting news. Next week, we have some guests.
Yay!
Yeah. You want to introduce who we're going to have in next week?
We are having the showrunners. So I'm super excited about that because the showrunners are coming, and it is going to be Miss Sue and the other showrunner.
Dave.
And his name is...
First name's Dave.
His first name is Dave, and his last name is...
I think it's Kranjanek, or...
Yes.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
It's
exciting, so...
We'll be very excited for them to come on
Dave
and talk
about the
show.
Dave and So will be here, and one Skyping in, I think so, Skyping
from England.
In.
So Skyping
yes,
in from England.
Woo, and then Dave will be here in studio with us, so
nice.
Make sure you guys tune in, and we're going to ask him some questions. He's going to give us... talk with us about the episode, so that's going to be really fun, and we hope you guys join.
Yes, make sure you tweet us questions all week.
Yeah,
all week.
Definitely
on our Twitter account.
For sure.
Leave them on the videos.
Yes.
We'll check them out. Do it.
We definitely want to hear what you guys think. Woof, woof.
Well, with that, let's go into predictions for next
week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right. I'll go to you first, Danny.
Predictions. No. all right. My predictions. Here we go. Let's see. All right. So Hickey is going to go back. It's going to stir some trouble. It's going to make everyone hate the natives. So we have another conflict there. I believe Tumbak is going to show its ugly face again next episode. He's going to come knocking. And I think just people are just going to start dropping, whether it's from illness, being murdered, or dying. And just this conflict is going to rise. And I'm this little voyage that they're going on. I think it's going to turn men against men. Like there's Hickey's going to get his group, and I think it's going to get even bigger because now he has a lot more firepower and a lot more stories to tell. So I think he's going to definitely turn some heads.
I agree with you. I think Hickey is going to be plotting and scheming to tell his lies to incite riots against the Inuit people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to try and incite something against Lady Silence, which is going to bring her closer with Mr. Good kind of guy. And then I think the captain is going to underestimate the trouble that Hickey is able to cause.
Yes.
And it's going to be to his detriment.
Okay. So I think some more men are going to start acting crazy. Not to the extent, maybe to the extent of Hickey, but I think the lead poisoning is going to become a huge issue. And maybe we see, like, some more, you know, someone nibbles on someone's arm in the middle of the night.
I'm telling you.
Some little forms of cannibalism is going to come out. And I think it's going to, I don't know if it's going to be as extreme as Hickey with the mass murder first, but there's going to, maybe they start snacking on the dead bodies. I'm
telling you.
Yeah, I think the lead poisoning is going to be a huge issue, and it's going to really start showing next week. But, yeah, so that's let us know your predictions, guys. But that's all we have for today. So thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm Krista, and you can find me at Instagram and Twitter at Krista Flengy.
Hey, I'm Danny Royce. You can find me at I Am Danny Royce on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
I'm Cherry, and you can find me at Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram, and on my other panels.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.